And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I do mean it when I say it, and I am talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. So I got plenty of doings here. I got two dippers on the desk that I didn't even touch. And I've still got 150 text messages I didn't get to yet either. But that's because you guys are such an engaging audience. JP, second day in studio, audience participation level here on the show. What do you think?
It's very good. I don't get a chance to see, Dale's text and how much he chooses to read and not chooses to read, but overall, you have a lot of textures.
Whoop whoop! All right, we got a bunch of Right Side Ruffians, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, you look good in the Right Side Ruffian shirt today.
Thank you.
Wearing your colors. I have two dippers that I may even do like a mini dipper right now just to jump towards the top of the show. I will say this: there are. Dipper number two today was going to be called Speak Freely, and it was designed to talk about the infringements on the First Amendment, but also on the pushback. Now, this is nothing but good doings when you start seeing stories like what I'm about to read you. For instance, I'll tell you what. You know what, Butters? I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm in dipper two. Let's just do it.
Let's go.
Don't try and stop me.
I won't.
I'm on a roll.
Go for it.
Story out of Fox Business, Dateline yesterday. There's a pro-police coffee shop. Now, why should that be a problem? We give discounts to police officers for coffee. And oh, by the way, they were also at Boise State University. Nice. Except that the owner of Big City Coffee, named Sarah Findley, was forced to close her on-campus shop in October 2020 because she was expressing pro-police views on social media. Dastardly. How dare she? You mean she has a First Amendment right? You mean she sports first responders? What is she thinking? On a college campus, no less, doesn't she understand the sensibilities of the young people who were triggered by her emotions? She just won a $4 million lawsuit against Boise State University. You got a laugh track over there somewhere, too. I know you do. There's a laugh track somewhere on that button board you got. She says, there it is. Thank you. Right as I'm starting to talk. Nice. JP, you got to learn all these buttons, man.
I love how they're all photo coordinated,
We aim to please around here. She says, I was removed from Boise State campus after 42 days for being supportive of law enforcement in retaliation for a mere social media post that I made supportive of my partner at the time, my fiance. How about that? It was not just the police. It was actually her fiance, too. Sergeant Kevin Holtry, and that caused a firestorm on campus. And I was called to a meeting, and by 5:30, I was gone. So let's get this straight. She had a coffee shop on the campus of Boise State University. She supported the police openly, and they dared to call her in and actually tell her that was the problem. So, pro tip here. Just pro tip. If you're going to let somebody go, don't tell them why or make it benign. But I'm just telling you right now, Boise State is paying through the nose now for her First Amendment rights.
And how much speeding do you think those administrators can get away with in that town?
How much what?
How much speeding guys can get away with.
Hello, ma'am. I couldn't help but notice the faculty sticker on your window, and you appeared to have swerved over the left line.
Mm.
Anyway, I love this. So speak freely. Speak Freely applies to coffee shops, too. Thank you. How about this one? I'm a huge fan of Babylon Bee. I don't know where those guys get their content. I don't know how much time they have to spend thinking up funny things to say, but my anticipation is they are some of the snarkiest, funniest people in the world. In fact, I look at it, and at least twice a day I'll think to myself, why didn't I think to say that? Because they're just that good. But the reality is, Babylon Bee just sued the state of California. What? Babylon Bee, according to the Daily Fetch, Dateline yesterday, a conservative satire site, the Babylon Bee, has filed a lawsuit against the state of California after Governor Gavin Hair Product Newsom signed a series of deepfake laws targeting outlets that publish parody. So you may not be familiar, but Gavin Newsom is very concerned about AI and deepfakes. So much so that he figured it was better to go ahead and ban people's free speech rights than to have to deal with deepfakes. Never mind the idea of just saying deepfakes won't be allowed, and if we find out, we'll punish you. He just went ahead and said, there will be no parodies, there will be no satire, there will be no anything that could be questionable because we don't know what's fake and what's not. So you can't have parody, you can't have satire anymore in California. California has no sense of humor.
Well, there's two things to that. Well, first, will they enforce that on any satirical places going for, you know, the Republicans? And then also, they're kind of telling on themselves because they're saying that the Babylon Bee headlines are so bad that some people think that the Democrats are actually doing those things. So it's almost saying, you know, we're so bad, you can't tell if these are true or not.
It also really insults the intelligence of people.
Yeah, exactly.
As if they can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mixed on whether you should, like, deep fake. If it's fake, like, look, human beings are going to have to figure out how to live in this world. That you just can't regulate stupidity into intellect. And
here's an idea: if you see an image of President Trump riding bare chested on a buffalo, waving an American flag, and he looks like he has all of his hair, it's a deep fake. Just saying, that's kind of how that works.
If it's Putin, though, it's an absolute real image.
It's real. If it's Putin, it's real. There's just no doubt about it. So Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon said during a news podcast that the law actually targets satirists and their writers by, quote, here's his quote, by requiring them to put disclaimers to let you know that this is a parody that you're reading, which completely stifles and kills the joke. That'd be like a comedian, this is me talking now, just like a comedian getting up on stage and saying, okay, trigger warning, and then giving his joke. At that point, everybody's on edge. What's about to happen? You just lose the moment.
The cool part of that, specifically the comedians, I mean, this whole freedom of speech, there's so many comedians, even far left, that are pushing back going, this is my job you're messing
with. Dave Chappelle is the best. Dave Chappelle wore people out on this. And by the way, Dave Chappelle's like I saw it, I don't know if you saw it or not, when Tucker Carlson interviewed Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kid Rock's response was, nobody can cancel me. Well, part of that is because he refuses to be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who get canceled sometimes are also the ones who allow themselves to be canceled. Mm. Dave Chappelle is one of those who said, you can't cancel me. I'm going to get up there and I'm going to say some stuff. And guess what? You're going to be offended. And that's the joke. Mm-hmm. I will say this. Governor Gavin Newsom's response to the backlash he's receiving is, Newsom argued the state's laws focus on AI-generated content that could, quote, undermine the public's trust through disinformation. Disinformation is one of their magic words. If you remember, there's a lot of things about COVID that was called disinformation because it simply didn't fit the narrative. Am I going to do one? Yes, I am. I'm going to do one more. I'm just going to go ahead and call this a dipper. Call this a mini dipper. All right, John from Huntsville, as you're working the grade, just remember I had two unplanned dippers. I had a full dipper. I had lots of text messages. And, oh, by the way, I have a mini dipper. Just throwing that out there for points. I'm sucking up to the teacher right now. So why should we be concerned about these things? Boise State, why should we be concerned? It was Boise State. We're not there. Why should we be concerned about California? We don't run the Babylon Bee. Why should we? Well, first of all, just know this. The same mentalities, the same people that will do those things in state and universities, they also work on a national level. So there's an article here, and I'm being more serious when I say this one. Daily Wire has a piece. John Kerry, why does that guy still have a job? What has he succeeded at, actually, in recent years? Anyway, John Kerry was blasted recently by both Elon Musk and RFK Jr. because he said during a recent event that the First Amendment to the United States is a major block to stamping out disinformation. What did that mean? What that meant is, darn it, we hate the Constitution because it stops liberals from being able to stop conservatives from doing what they want to do. And so this is the mindset. And by the way, Kerry may not be making true policy right now, but he is still considered to be a force within the Democrat Party. He's also still considered to be you know, a member of the Biden administration as a climate czar. He still represents the United States' interests at places like the World Economic Forum and, you know, in Davos, Switzerland. And he literally said, if Democrats can win the 2024 election, the party can change the First Amendment to fight what he labeled disinformation. His words, if people only go to one source and the source they go to is sick and, you know, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, well, our First Amendment stands as a major block to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. Hammer it out of existence.
I listened to that interview, and it's I almost would think it's a fake from the Republican, you know, from the conservative side. You know, you're like, I can't believe this is actually being said.
But it's not.
No.
It's real. I mean, this is a guy who, by the way, was a U.S. senator for God knows how many years. And he goes on to say, so what we need is to win the ground, talking about Democrats. We need to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change, meaning change the Constitution. Now, I don't know if he knows what the amendment process and the ratification of the amendment process is, but it can only happen through the legislative branch. Nobody else can do it. It can only happen then if not only does it pass, but it is, you know, signed into law and then ratified by 3/4 of the states through their state legislatures. Good luck doing away with the First Amendment. But the very fact that he would have that sentiment should give us all pause. So is the First Amendment under attack? You be the judge, but I'd say the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like Wall saying that the First Amendment doesn't protect misinformation surrounding the democracy. It's like that's sort of why it was put in place in the first place, is because you can't just silence people because they're going after you and you don't like it. I mean, our founding fathers, while we were still part of England, were making editorials poking fun at the English leaders. And it's almost like they put it in place in the first place so that politicians couldn't take it away because they don't like that they're coming after them.
It's, perfect point. Yeah, the Bill of Rights was to protect us as much from government as anything else.
Yes.
You're exactly right. All right, take me to the break there, Butterman. And by the way, tomorrow, JP's in the chair.
Woo! We'll see how that goes.
All right, co-pilot and lead pilot, swap seats tomorrow. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.